this shit no more.
The HMB sides, uncensored, uncut, extra content available exclusively on hmbradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, hashtag HMBradio. You can find that. You can find James Bailey's podcasts, and soon the Dallas Cowboys podcast, as well as the Homemade broadcast. And this is the HMB sides with Statler, Joey, Damian, the Dallas Cowboys. What's up, guys? Welcome back.
So good to get out of those clothes.
Yeah. Damian is completely nude.
Unrated, uncut, and undressed.
You have a bigger penis than I thought you would have.
Because you thought it would be really small.
I did.
And actually, it's just sort of normal.
Actually, skinny guys are usually always packing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about proportions. It just looks more big based on
and
the
rest
of the
tricky.
Body.
This is tricky. I have a tattoo of a smaller penis on my penis to make my own penis seem more impressive.
That's really smart.
So it's kind of just throwing you, probably.
I tattooed.
You're like, oh, look at that smaller dick next to that big dick. And that's what you're
brilliant.
Seeing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We were talking outside. We should have been recording it. But Statler went through a breakup recently, and I brought up the no wanks thing, the movement where you don't jack off. You exist for a while, you become more attracted to females, the conspiracy is, or whatever you want to call it, that your pheromones will go up because you want to mate, you want to go out and have sex with a lady.
Yeah.
So I tried, I lasted about 5 days, and that was it. I was done, and I haven't gone back since, but I'm thinking February is going to be my quitting things month, so I'm going to lay off booze for a month.
Pick the shortest month. That's smart.
Yeah.
I'm probably, maybe try to do caffeine as well.
Wait, is next year a leap year? You might want to think about that.
Ooh, that's true. It might be.
You're going to have an
that's
extra
cheat
day.
Day.
Of, yeah.
That's going to be a grand celebration. There's going to be jizz and booze just everywhere. Not even my own. It's just going to be, I'm just going to jack off other dudes on that day. Right, let me turn your mic
so
on.
So I know what month I'm hanging out with Will.
Make sure your mics are
hey,
on.
What's hey, what's going on?
There we go. That's better. That's better.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. So what do you, you laid off the pot, Statler. Are you boozing still?
I was already not much of a boozer. Some bad experiences in the past had me get away from that.
Legs.
Like PTSD. All right. More topic changes. Well, I severed all the tendons in my right hand on broken glass from a masturbating accident. I'm just going to leave it at that because that's good.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was more of a smoker because I didn't want to drink, but I don't want to be sober because that's uncomfortable.
The worst.
And, you know, anything can really become an addiction. So because you don't want to deal with uncomfortable emotional issues, that's what addiction is really about. And so mine was weed, and it was also the girlfriend. And so when she broke up with me, it was this wake-up call of like, well, all right, quit all the things that are in the way of what you really want to do. And so masturbation, ejaculation in general became one of those things because it was just like, I would do it just to go to sleep. It's just like the part of like, well, I'm going to sleep now, so let's get rid of this.
I have to go on my lunch break.
Lose
so
some weight.
Yeah, got to get this
Sometimes
out.
Sometimes I just masturbate to other people sleeping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when friends spend the night, I'm just like, all right, cool.
Sometimes I'd smoke while
so
I masturbate, master blazing.
Ooh.
Weed whacking.
I like that.
Weed whacking.
I will say that jizzing when you're high is way better than
everything
normal jizzing.
When
absolutely.
You're high is so much better.
Yeah,
except for
true.
Life. Except for the whole entirety of it because there's a cost for it.
Right.
You
it's
know?
A give and take for sure.
Yeah.
So what did you, let me ask you this. So you were sad a little bit with your lady.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about what you really missed about her?
Oh man, well, that's a rough thing to even think about now. Let's just dive back into all the things that I miss about her.
But can you name one?
Yeah, I mean, we would talk all day. Like, I think good morning and good night was probably the best. That's what I miss the most. It's like going through life with the buddy system, you know.
The loneliness. You weren't lonely. You didn't have to be alone.
Right.
That's really what you missed.
I guess so. Yeah. Companionship. Aw.
That's gay, man.
I know, yeah. But I mean, that's honest.
Relationships are so gay.
See, I kind of, I'm kind of at the other end of the spectrum in my life where I've been alone so long that like whenever someone checks in with me, I'm upset.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't want to be tethered down. To, you know, I'm like, God, mom, like I'm okay.
I'm masturbating.
Yeah, leave me alone. Get out of my room.
Because I had to do that. That's what really helped me get over a breakup not too long ago, which I thought about what I really missed and kind of missed her because she was pretty. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, the sex is definitely a big part of it, you know.
But the sex wasn't even good. It wasn't good at all, really, in retrospect, looking back on it. I thought she was a pretty lady.
The validation of having a pretty lady like you.
Exactly.
It's pretty nice.
So that was in my head. That wasn't anything to do with her, really. That was just a trophy for me that I could parade around.
Yeah, this relationship became another addiction because, you know, it's oxytocin. It's the love just makes you feel good. So it turned from what was once healthy to just another crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it did have to go. And it, you know, as hard as it is, it's growing pains. So I'm grateful for it.
And,
where I am
and
now is
groin
better.
Pains.
Groin pains, too. Yeah.
What about you guys? Girlfriends? Damien? Joey?
Lonely. Except for these guys.
Lonely cowboys.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend.
You do? Yeah. What a fag, right?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Who's your girlfriend? Have I met her?
Her name's George.
Yeah. She's really attractive. For
I've never seen her around. Have I? Maybe
I don't
have.
Think so.
She lives in New York.
She just moved up north. She's coming back down hopefully soon.
What?
It's kind of a long distance thing right now.
Ooh, those are tough, man.
Speaking of masturbation.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
Maybe 3 months.
Holy crap. Yeah. And she lived down here and then she moved to New York?
Yeah.
And she's already like, this is not working out. I got to come back home.
She just wasn't about Florida. She is like,
why? Did you ask her that? Why? What is it?
It's just so hot. There's
okay, that's
so much humidity.
You can go
everything's
inside.
So far away from everything else.
Exactly. I mean, I love St. Pete. I love like this area, but Florida in general.
People like to hate on Florida.
Something to be desired.
What is? How is it different?
I definitely
than anywhere
think
else?
It's a lot better than people give it credit for.
Me too. I agree
I really
with that
do.
Because people just like to shit on it for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I know a bunch of goofy shit happens here. But
we got beaches, we got concerts, there's good food. Like, the people here are pretty sweet. I mean, I've lived in Boston, and it's not better than
Florida
here.
Florida is a lot like California, except there's the added fun of there. Like, you might get shot, or, you know, an
exactly.
alligator might get you. So there's, like, an extra element of danger that I think makes it more exciting.
You're not going to get shot in California?
Dude, yeah, come on now.
Not as a white person.
I don't know.
I don't know if any white people get shot. Does that happen?
No.
Oh, it happens all the time, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, people die. People are dying right now from gunshot wounds.
Yeah.
St. Pete's pretty cool, though. I feel like if you're going to be in Florida, probably St. Pete.
Yeah, I wouldn't really want to be much else
in
Florida. That's a good point.
Dunedin, I think, is cool, too.
Yeah.
Dunedin is like a small St. Pete, I think.
It is. Yeah, and it's definitely
so
up and coming. They got a bunch of breweries out there.
Oh, yeah. I almost opened a brewery there a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you brewing beer, too, doing the coffee?
No, we got real close. We had a big investment in the location and all this stuff. And then that's actually when I injured my hand, and then course correction happened. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do it, which is I'm grateful for because it's a...
It's an undertaking. I got a couple buddies that are opening Cage Brewing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right behind South.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
Mark and Eric.
Cool.
They're actually brewing in there now, so it should be probably beginning of the year. They should be opening up.
Sweet.
Yeah, should be a cool place. So
it's going to be dangerous because it's literally like the street behind mine. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be hanging out there a lot for sure. Eric brews some really dank beers.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Yeah. Cool. He knows what he's doing. He started by, he was working at this place, Our Bar, on Madeira Beach, and they used to have these big pots for Crab Day, where you just throw a bunch of crabs in there, and it was all you can eat. So then he started using those to brew, and his boss came out back one day and was like, what is this? And he's like, brewing.
Just making meth.
Beers. And yeah.
It's not beer.
And the guy was like, oh, yeah, let me try one. So they had one, and then the guy really liked it.
Nice.
And so they started doing the beer thing at Our Bar, and the guy sold Our Bar, and they're now doing Cage exclusively.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a pretty nice story.
Product
nice
placement.
To see those guys. That's right. That's right. Hopefully
see,
it becomes
like, this
sponsored.
Broadcast is
we,
brought
we
to you by Cage Brewing.
We print downstairs at our shop, and like across the street is where they're going to make that bar. And mm-hmm. so I was like, what they should really do, just because it's so hot in the summer and like we're printing all the time, I was like, they should just make a huge swimming pool where you just swim to the sides and people give you a beer. I'm like, that'd be the best concept. I've been at a bar for like a St. Pete pool bar.
That would be dope, but I can see that the insurance policy being exorbitant.
Yeah. Lots of people drink until sink or swim. Literally, hope you don't drown.
Those places definitely exist. I just don't think. Yeah, I think that would not work in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah,
you know, like that would just get gross really fast.
Yeah,
because of the you know.
Pools in general. I'm not into it anymore.
I'm not a believer in pools.
I wouldn't go into a public pool, but if my friends have a pool, I'm a big pool guy.
Even chlorine, I'm just like not sure we're really supposed to soak in all that.
Probably not.
It doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah. Just sit in chemicals for about 4 hours and see what happens.
My friend Nicole has this place on Beacon 430. It's this real fancy high rise that just opened up.
Let's go there now.
We should. They have a pool out there. And it is like MTV Spring Break every weekend.
Oh,
just a bunch of guys with tribal tats who bomb techno all day. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's what we were doing before we came here.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun though because you can make fun of those dudes and they don't even know. So
yeah,
it's good
like
for me.
Like your tat, bro.
What if they try to hurt me? Because I'm not prepared for that.
Don't let them hear you. No. That's what I do.
Just run away.
Yeah, you're nimble. You can hop a fence. Probably no time.
It's a facade. Like, I look like I would be nimble, but my body is on the verge of failure at all times. So I could start running, and then my ankles might just give out. And
just snap like a twig.
And then Statler will have to carry me, which he doesn't want to do.
Nope, won't do it.
He will.
Refuses. Are you wearing tights today, Joey?
No, there's regular joggers.
All right, because regular joggers, that's a thing.
Yeah, usually I'm tighted up.
You are one of the guys that wear tights all the time. That's true. James Bailey was talking about the guys that wear tights all the time. And I was like, oh, I know them. He's like, what is the deal with the tights?
They all live in the same house, too. They're the only ones doing it, as far as I know.
It's us and Peter Pan. I mean,
I don't have the body for it, so I'm not going to wear it.
They do either.
It's not really much about the body as much as it is how it makes you feel.
And how, like how does it make you feel?
I mean, like, you can hate on it, but as soon as you put them on, you're just like, hugging my thighs. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I have really fat thighs. So that's where I hold the majority of my weight.
Yeah,
so
in your thighs.
Not right up here.
Yeah.
In the upper leg area. Is that the thigh? I guess so.
That's where I hold most of my stress. My thighs.
That's why you wear those compression pants. Do you have diabetes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, secretly.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get it out, but I figured I'd just, you know, come out now. The world. I have diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. I don't know what that is. It's a new disease. I was reading up on Charlie Sheen today, mm-hmm. and I know he has HIV, mm-hmm. and I thought he just got diagnosed with it. It was 4 years ago.
What?
That he got. Oh, yeah, I read
I thought
that today.
That was new too.
Because remember, he was going through the whole thing.
So now
thing
he graduated from it.
Not too long ago, where he was just, you know, doing the tiger blood thing and like
are
had
you
hookers
he
with
had
him
HIV
seven grand
while
rocks.
The tiger blood interview was. How long ago was that? I feel like that was just.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so yeah. He had HIV during that interview.
Yeah, and he was just banging whores. And
so by tiger
HIV.
Blood, he meant magic blood.
So was he like
he meant HIV blood,
giving it to people? Like
that's what I'm wondering. How do you protect against that?
Yeah, I don't that's know. Terrifying.
I mean, I guess you wear condoms, but those aren't 100%. I mean. I'm a big, I don't use condoms. They make sex less fun, number
that's
one.
True.
And I also read something that on Vice the other day that it's just as effective
that's
if you pull out.
I read that too.
Yeah. So I advocate young men to not use condoms.
I just like getting as many chicks pregnant as possible.
Well, you don't do that. That's the thing. Okay. You don't want to do that. That's the whole theory behind the pull out.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you run that risk. My old roommate got a chick pregnant and he pulled out. But he also has the worst luck ever. Now, if you have shitty luck, don't do the pull-out method.
I have a friend
don't have sex.
Bad luck, don't have sex.
I have a friend that has two babies, both times with condoms. Just breaking.
There you go.
And, you know, if you're coming inside, you do run that risk of, well, you don't know what that comes in. But if you're pulling out, you know where it's going. It's going
I
on
almost
her face.
I never come inside regardless of whether or not I'm waiting. It's just too scary.
Have you ever done that, though? It is fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've done
it. I did it once on accident.
I'm just saying, like, going forward... It was fantastic, but going forward, it's too scary.
Can you imagine being high and then ejaculating to a vagina?
Oh, dude. That's
holy
the best.
Shit. I think
that's
I would.
Definitely the best.
My head would explode. Yeah. I don't think there would be any way around it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the point of birth control, so you can do that?
That's not 100% either.
Oh,
I mean, that's 90-something percent. 94%, I think, or something.
So close.
But I mean, that's still pretty good.
I wish that there was just like a second vagina that like didn't lead up into the fallopian.
It's called an asshole.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Oh, that's what that's for.
But that was just as pleasurable for both members involved.
Some of them like it.
It's really just about you though, Joey. So.
I guess so, yeah.
I was talking to this kid, Justin Kupo. He's one of the comics. And I was shocked to learn about his sexual habits. Apparently, he's 23, and he's, like, eating ass.
Mm.
And, like, that was normal. Like, I was a weirdo because I don't eat ass.
You don't munch the booty?
No.
No?
Poop comes out of there.
Yeah. I always think it's so weird that, like, both guys and girls are attracted to each other's asses. And it's just, like...
I'm not.
That's,
I don't
that's
like,
literally. I mean, like you see a hot chick and like you just check out her ass and like same thing, girls with guys, and it's just like that's just where poop comes out. Like, why are we so attracted
show
to
me where poop comes out?
Exactly.
I want to put my body parts in there and get dirty.
Yeah, I never really got that whole thing, but he was just talking about eating ass like it was a normal thing, and I was
like
a creep.
Some people are vegan.
I didn't do it.
Some people are, you know.
So I was wondering if that's like the new craze, or young men just eating girls' asses now, or.
I mean,
you guys have never heard of this? You look bewildered right now.
I never have myself. I'm not sure. I can't speak for anybody else.
It entirely depends on the girl.
Absolutely.
But
comfort levels,
yeah,
cleanliness
comfort levels, cleanliness.
Did you guys just shower together?
Absolutely. All those kind
I'm
of things
gonna
come
lie.
Into
I've
play.
I've done it a little bit. I just don't want to talk about it.
Why not?
Because there's a microphone
book.
In front of me, and I've got
this
awareness.
Is a microphone?
You're so shy.
Yeah.
All right. So you eat some ass every now and then. Today I learned something new about
I mean,
Scotland.
Only with the, you know, only in a relationship, fresh out of the shower, mm-hmm. you know what's going on.
Practice,
I wouldn't just dive in willy-nilly with a stranger or something like
kids.
That. That's, that
I
would
feel
be,
bad.
That would be brave.
Like if a chick was like, I want to lick your ass.
That
mine.
I'm not cool with.
I would,
well,
yeah,
that
that's
I'm not cool with.
Terrifying.
Just yeah. not for
there's,
your own.
There's hair.
I don't want you to
no.
do that.
And it's
nothing
just,
been done there.
No, mm-hmm. there's no way that's
it's
good.
A
that's
mess.
Where my
yeah.
poop comes from, and
it's
I
like trying
eat
to get
terribly.
Peanut butter out of carpet.
You know,
trying to get
so
peanut
much.
Butter out of carpet that's
yeah. with a cotton ball.
Yeah, yeah.
it's not a good situation.
I don't know how we got on ass. Oh yeah, Justin Kupo just eating ass. What else were we talking
so it's
about?
Like a regular
well,
thing
we were talking.
Like
we
every
could,
time.
Well, let's stay on ass play. I'm having a good time.
I mean, we could go back to condoms because, like, I think Trojan might be the worst named brand of all time, based on what it's named after and what it's
the
supposed
Trojan
to do.
Horse, right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like you've got this. You know, horse-like gift at the gates of your city, and it's really pretty, and so you invite it into your walls, and but like in the middle of the night, leaks millions of soldiers out, and just they all burn your entire village down, and that's
so
not what condoms
are you
are
saying
supposed
that
to
the
do.
Trojan is brilliantly named? Then
I'm
because
saying they're making fun of all of us.
Oh,
it's
that,
true.
That sounds about right.
I don't even. I don't use them. I don't know.
No,
no.
I think that's what they're trying to tell you. Is like, hey, this is a bad idea. This is like, don't use this.
You ever heard of pulling out, stupid? Why are you wasting
trash.
Money?
Yeah, it's not.
What else were we talking about outside?
Sperm retention.
Saying, man, we should sperm
we're
retention. Just, we kind of touched on that a little
we're
bit.
We're advocating
no
safe ass play, but unsafe sex.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's us.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Endorsing Bernie
okay,
Sanders.
Okay, so another reason
and safe ass play
for the like, what STDs can you possibly get? That was another thing. Whenever I've told people like, oh, I don't use condoms, well, you get a STD. Like what? What am I going to get?
Chlamydia, herpes. Got the
herpes is the one where I was like, that would suck. But I'm pretty sure you can get that wearing a condom, too.
Damn.
That
I'm pretty
true.
Sure.
That is true. I think I've heard that. I think that's true.
This is why relationships are a thing, because all the risk of sex. It's
yeah.
just like, that's mm-hmm. the real ultimate reason. It's like, let's just do this and have it be okay, for sure.
But there's no guarantee your partner's going to be loyal to you, too.
Well,
you can think you're safe, but you're really never safe. Sorry,
true.
Guys. Sorry to bring it down.
Unless you wear a chastity belt.
I've never worn one before, but I'm open to the idea.
Let's get Joey a chastity belt.
I'll
tis
chip
the
it
season,
on this.
Guys.
I think I'm just going to be a monk from here on out.
Yeah, try that out for a little while anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Masturbating, maybe that's not good. We were talking about that. What about fleshlights?
Never tried it.
Are those okay?
I
is that considered masturbating
okay.
or is that having
yes.
sex with a robot?
No, that's considered masturbating.
What
yeah.
about having sex with a robot? Is that considered awesome?
Depends on the robot.
That would be pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's actually a market for this. And there's the real dolls thing.
Japan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yes, you're right. And the Germans. There's
they seem to have a lot in common historically.
Yeah, there's going to be. I mean, the real dolls. You keep that, and that's like a real girl. It supposedly mm-hmm. it feels. I'm sure it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
But it's pretty probably close, apparently. Less, right? And that's going to be a thing too. That's going to keep dudes from pursuing women too.
As long as it has a mute button, I can't see any like downfall. You know what I mean?
Oh, it doesn't talk at all.
Ooh.
Maybe you could program it too.
So what's? I mean, why would you?
I wouldn't. That seems like it
That's
would
what
defeat
Siri
the purpose.
Is for,
yeah.
So.
Put Siri in there, and you can make love to Siri, like mm-hmm. so many men want to do.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know, guy.
I don't know. I know, right? I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
different
sorry
when
for
we're sitting
that up.
In.
I'm sorry.
When we're sitting that. Outside smoking cigarettes, and then when we come in here, it's like a death trap in here. I don't know what it is.
It is. Everybody's looking at me. Don't. Hey, Statler.
Should we just call it quits then?
I am a quitter.
We got about 20 minutes in.
I am a quitter in general. So,
have you guys? I have another question. I have a theory as a man. That you should have two things happen to you, same parallel lines. You should kick somebody's ass, and you should get your ass kicked.
Oh, mm-hmm. yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Done both of those things?
I've done both of those yeah. things. I actually kicked Joey's ass once.
Really?
That happened. It totally
Joey's
happened.
Like, I don't
guess
know.
You're right.
You had a black eye. I never got, even got hit.
Yeah.
We were drinking pretty hard in Ybor, and we're like, all right, well, we have to sober up at the car. So it was like not, we weren't mad at each other. It was like a, let's just fight for fun because we're drunk and we need to sober up. But I was like a little bit kind of mad at him actually, and he didn't really know. But he was like hitting on my girlfriend, like as we were like kind of, I was kind of in the process of breaking up with her, and he was just moving in too soon. So I was a little bit like
with Paola.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. This is the real story.
You're getting the
Joey
story
doesn't even
now.
Know. And yeah, we boxed it out, and I totally won.
Kicked
yeah,
Joey's ass.
I think Statler doesn't really drink too much. And so
I was really drunk that night,
intoxicated.
Though.
Intoxicated.
I really was drunk that night, for real.
Hmm. I guess no one will know the records.
We could fight again.
I would like to see that.
Right. Let's
see
go
that.
Ahead and let's
no,
go ahead
I'm
and
just
do
kidding.
That.
Audio of us fighting.
Yeah, but I've gotten beat too, in a similar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
It's but it made you know what getting punched in the face feels like, and it's not that bad. So I feel like people are afraid of that, like it's going to be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
And then when it happens, you're like, eh, you
fights
know,
can just
sucks,
escalate so quickly, though.
Yeah, I fought this kid one time. I was probably like 13. I was jumping on a trampoline. And this girl, they used to hang out with these brothers, three of them. And they were guys that would just fight for fun. And like, fight.
Yeah.
And it always scared the shit out of me. but then this... There was girls around, and they're like, hey, Brandon wants to fight you. I'm like, oh, yeah? All right, fine. So I went out there, and he kicked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close. He was like, you hit me first, and I was like, uh-uh. And then he's like, no, you got to.
That's your first mistake, though. You always have to hit first.
Well, I did.
Did you?
And then I didn't follow up with the second one. So... Hit once, he backed up a little bit, and then just got on top, being kicked the shit out of me. But then I was okay, you know, and now I know what getting beat up feels like. I don't want to do it again, but I'm glad I have it under my belt.
I
it's
feel
not
like,
that bad, like you were saying. Like, as long
know.
As you get, like, the first hit, I feel like that's... Because I'm, like, a smaller dude, you know what I mean? So, like, you definitely have to get, like, as much advantage as possible.
Right.
And so, like, for me, every time I've been in a fight, it's just, like... in each other's face, you know it's going to go down, and you're like, all right, I'm not going to get hit first, and you're just like, it's all about the jaw. That's
mm-hmm.
the biggest
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has knocked their jaw out of line, and they will stumble back, and then it's all your game.
And the knees,
what
too.
What about you, Damien?
The knees yeah. and the groin, the neck.
Oh, wow.
There are a lot of great areas to go for, especially if you're a small little dude. For me, I find that like I was a little bit of a scrapper as a wee lad, but as I've ever since I became an adult, I just don't have the will to commit to anything.
No.
So like I can't imagine being so upset that I would fight another human.
That's
you know what I mean?
Saying,
like you would
too.
Have to like kill my mom
yeah.
for me to be even to the point where I'm like, hey, let's go outside and talk this out.
There
you
would
know?
Absolutely
like, just,
have to be alcohol involved.
There's,
yeah, it's definitely
there's
a very
no...
juvenile thing. Very like...
yeah.
And like if you're like 40 and you haven't been in a fight, like don't. do it at 40.
Too late. You missed your opportunity. You're going to jail if you do it then.
You have to go to like an MMA class.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing too, is like as a kid it was a lot of fun to get into fights when you were just like in middle school and high school. It was just like, yeah, you were talking trash, now we're going to fight now. It's just kind of a cool thing to do, but then like you grow up and you're like in your 20s and 30s,
it's a terrible thing to do.
I'm going to go to jail now. It's not fun.
Yeah, that's why I asked you guys how old you were, too, because I also have another theory that you don't become a complete human being until you're about 26 years old. That's when everything...
That feels close.
But yeah, and you're almost there.
I feel like I'm on the cusp.
Well, I was reading an interesting article kind of about this called The Four Stages, and it's really referring to like how stage one of life is mimicry. You sort of figure out who you are by mirroring what you see. The second stage is where you figure out who you are by contrast. So you try all the drugs, you travel around, you date everyone that you see. And that so stage two can last, it pretty much lasts up until 26, 27. And so stage three is where you move into like commitment. You understand your limitations of like, oh, I can't do every single thing I think of. And so I think that's what you're kind of noticing is that like there is a point around there where it's like, all right,
that sounds
I'm a real adult now.
Yeah, I definitely feel like a human being now. When that
figured it out. You know who you are. 20s.
I do feel like it's the mid-20s when your brain really matures and gets out of that, like, teenage mentality. Like, you get out of your teens, you know, you're 20 years old, but you're still a fuckhead, you know what I mean?
It takes a
few years to really get used to what it is to be an adult, to have to pay bills, to...
The girl I'm talking to now is 21. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to, like, talk to her.
Yeah.
I was in that earlier tonight, like... Girls that are in different stages, it's like almost impossible.
Yeah.
They could be like, they could seem to have the entire package, but like once you kind of unwrap it, you're like, this is going to be awkward in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I remember what I was like when I was 21.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I was fun, I guess, but I wasn't.
It's not who you are.
Right.
Exactly.
She's not going to be ready to commit.
The thing of it is the experience level. You know, they do stupid shit and you're like, oh, I remember doing that at 21. That was really stupid.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that it's stupid, and you're just like, oh, all right, cool for you. Keep doing what you're doing, I guess.
Well, you got to learn, man. I mean, you have to do stupid shit, and you gotta learn not to do that anymore.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just hard to
grow
be in different stages.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know how long this is going to last, but I'm supposed to Snapchat her when I'm done with this, so who knows?
We'll see.
Maybe hang out. I don't know.
Take some juice.
Snapchat and chill.
Yeah, that's what I prefer. I'd like a relationship just on Snapchat.
That sounds actually pretty great.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I have a few of those that I have now, but that only lasts for so long before like, hey, when are we gonna hang out? I'm like, I'm pretty busy. So, and I mean, I am pretty busy now too. I always have something to do like just about every night. So it's even I don't really have the time to be in a relationship with somebody.
That's annoying. My least favorite part of Tinder is what I was about to say. Like, to me, Tinder is just like a game where you swipe around and then have chats.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's meeting horrible. Up with someone, that sounds terrible. Why would I want to do that?
Yep. I feel you, man. And most people, like you match with people, but what is the percentage of people you actually meet up with? Less than 10%, I would say. 5%?
Yeah. Very, very small.
So yeah, you're right. It is a game. It's just another app that people get bored on and, you know, have some time to...
I've met more people on Candy Crush, ironically. It's weird.
Words with friends. Yeah.
I saw this one girl on Tinder today, and she had this Marilyn Monroe quote, and it's just like, I'm insecure, I'm chaotic, but if you can't accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And I'm like, first of all, you don't look like Marilyn Monroe. Second of all, figure your shit out before you try to date me. Like, just be a good person first, and then we'll talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's not on me to deal with your crap.
I know. And that's a very, very common quote that girls like to spout out.
That's when you know. Not that one.
Yep. And they can just be pieces of shit. Quote. They can be pieces of shit, and they don't really have to...
You deserve to love me no matter what.
Yep. And you want to. You put up with a lot of shit just because you want to bone them. And then you bone them, and then you're like, okay, I'm out. See ya. Back on the Tinder again. Yeah. So
it's like such not a two-way street, too. Because it's like, if you don't deserve my domestic abuse, you don't deserve this D.
Right.
They're just like, okay, I'm leaving now. Don't care.
That's a good point, man. You know? I mean, you shouldn't assault people, obviously, but... you know, you can't be a piece of garbage.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is using hyperbole to make a point there.
Relationships are all mirrors. And, like, when you get close and intimate with somebody, you can't hide from them or yourself. So your crap does come up. So it's like that quote is kind of true in a sense. But also, you should just deal with your crap first. Mm-hmm. Be an adult that's able to be alone and just enjoy yourself. And then when you get close with somebody, you won't have a bunch of crap. You'll just be like, oh, I'm a good person. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
And that's what that quote allows, is for people to be pieces of shit. Yeah. And they don't have to change themselves or be better.
Because so Marilyn Monroe said it. She's hot. A role model.
Yeah, I'm a chick. Deal with it.
But now, if the girl is hot, then that's totally fine.
Yeah, that's
obviously
fine.
Obviously, that's okay.
Sure. For a couple weeks, it's just fine. I'll put up with some shit for a few weeks. Yeah. But I can't even commit to a movie. I was talking about that today. I haven't seen a movie in a year.
Same.
Very true.
I don't want to... 2 hours is too long.
Way too long.
I can't commit to that.
I'm addicted to going to the movies by myself.
Really?
Like, the idea of going to a movie with another person is really awful to me right now. Because it's just so great to... First of all, you go on a weekend in the morning. Hmm. It's not like a social thing. You're going by yourself to watch a $6 movie on a kick-ass giant screen. You put your feet up. You've got popcorn. Like a Egg McMuffin you snuck in. It's great. Like, it's really the only way to watch
Sounds
movies.
Sounds better when you put it that way.
Absolutely. See, like, if I still smoked weed, that would be fun. Though, the last time I went to the movies, talking about getting older, is like, I remember, like, popcorn and soda. Like, you have to get it. It's just, like, the staple of going to the movies.
Sure.
But last time I did that, $40. I got, like, a small popcorn that was, like, the size of my torso and, like, a huge thing of Coke or whatever it was. And halfway through the movie, I was like, I'm going to die now. I feel like I'm literally going to die.
Did you put the imitation butter on there?
Or you got to. I was taking shots in the bathroom, actually. It was crazy. But
that's how Joey got diabetes.
Yeah.
That's called a callback.
That's why I wear tights.
Yep, the diabetes. What's the time?
Drop the diabetes.
He needs to go Snapchat.
Let me think of one more question to ask you guys, and then we'll end on that. What is the highest you've ever been?
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good
one. I think it would be appropriate for me to talk about the time I ate a whole cookie, because we were just talking about that outside, where it's one of those situations, and you get this wonderful gift from a friend, you're not sure of the dosage, so you just decide to have an adventure. And then maybe 45 minutes into that adventure, life is too much.
Way too much.
Way too much. I was at the beach. I don't remember exactly who it was that held me, but I just was like, I need to be held. I just needed to be held. And it was just, it was too intense. I was too high. I didn't enjoy the beach. I didn't enjoy being alive. I love edibles. I love weed. But you can be too high.
Oh, man.
I found.
Oh,
yeah. So the time you were held by a stranger.
I don't think it was a stranger. It was someone from the group.
It was just a random homeless person.
I couldn't tell you who.
He stole my wallet.
So I think I was like a sophomore in high school. And I'd never really like smoked before. We were like on this like road trip in like West Palm Beach. And we were on the beach as well, actually. And my buddy's like, yo, smoke this. And you got to like hold it in as long as you can. That's how you get like really high. And I didn't realize that you just smoke a part of the bowl. So I just, like, torched the entire bowl, smoked all of it down, and just, like, held it in for, like, as long as I could hold my breath. And I got so fucking high. It was crazy. I was just, like, sitting on the beach, and I felt like my friends were so far away. And they came back, and I was like, dude, where were you guys? What the fuck happened? They were like, we were right over there for, like, 5 minutes. I thought, like, days had passed.
I thought you were going to tell me it was DMT or something.
Oh, it felt like DMT. We can talk about that. Yeah. But then, like, we drove back, and it was, like, right when, like, not in Rainbows, what is it?
King of Limbs.
No, 2 + 2 = 5.
Hail to the Thief.
Hail to the Thief. And so we're listening to that, and, like, literally,
not you personally, but the listeners.
It was crazy. Styler.
Well, I remember eating a cookie one time and then trying to watch Arrested Development, and I was laughing so hard that I was actually suffocating. But the time that I the most high was I ate an edible, and then I did some dabs, like a lot of them, which is already an insane dosage. And then I actually couldn't drive. Oh, I'll tell you.
I remember that.
The first time I was trying to meet Damon. I'm like, Damon, I can't do this. I can't do it. I got too high for the first time. The first time I did a dab, though, I didn't even remember that it happened. And a week later, my cousin was like, hey, you want to do a dab? I'm like, I don't know. I've never done that before. He's like, you did this last week. I'm just like, I don't think so, dude. And he's like, yeah, you did. I was telling this story to somebody, and that guy was like, I was there. That's where I recognized you from. I was like, wow. So
what did you do?
You have a problem.
Just a single, what do you mean? Like, what did I do? Well, I just did a single dab.
No, I mean, like, you don't remember, but they're like, oh, I remember. You got really high. And
I kind of remember now we were going to go see a movie, and then we didn't because it just went home because it was like everything said life was just too much.
The first time I ever smoked pot, which was probably the highest I've ever been, I got on a roll. So I was probably 14. I guess it was maybe my freshman year, eighth grade probably. And I had the option of either getting Jordan's shoes or I could get a pager. And a pager just seemed like it was so cool, man. And I got the pager. And then what happened was the only people that paged me was my mom to come home.
Oh,
so they're like, all right, dummy, let's get you this pager. this kid brought a cigar filled with marijuana in it. And so we stood around in a little circle. And
say a cigar?
Passed it. That's right. I didn't know it was called a blunt at the time. Okay. I just called it a cigar full of marijuana. And
the technical term.
Yeah.
I took a couple hits off of it and passed it. And then I got the beep, beep. With the number one, that meant come home. So I was like,
technology. She knew.
She probably did. They didn't say anything. I walked in, hey, and then went right to my bedroom and closed the door and just stayed in there the rest of the night. Yeah. So
see, I think your stories are better if you were a teen smoker, because I was not a young teen smoker.
Yeah, I didn't even smoke until like 18, 19.
Yeah, samesies.
I'm not like a big
older.
Smoker, but like my first time smoking, it was really funny because I had a friend over and my mom was a teacher. And so like randomly she would just like come home on breaks and stuff like that during the day. And I did not think that my parents were coming home that day. And so me and my buddy smoked for the first time ever. And I'm just like, this is amazing. And then my mom comes home like, this is the worst thing ever. And I'm sitting there in my bedroom with my buddy and I'm like, my mom's talking to me from the bedroom door, and I'm like throwing this football up in the air, like, okay, I totally seem so sober. She has no idea. And I look over to my friend's face, and he's just like, dude. And I realize what my face looks like. And I'm like smiling so big and like so bloodshot eyes. And I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on? It was pretty awesome.
Oh, marijuana. All right, boys, let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for coming. Looking forward to the podcast.
Heck yeah.
Which will be on hmbradio.com. This has been the HMB Sides. Check out hmbradio.com, facebook.com/HMB Radio. You know the drill. Guys, you got anything else you want to say before we get the hell out of here?
I'm good.
I just want everyone to know I love them.
Looking forward to a long business relationship with you. Dallas Cowboys podcast coming to HMB Radio Christmas time, I guess.
Merry Christmas.